It is just before 7:35 in the morning. The program's up front. My name is Brian Edwards-Tiekert. Governor Jerry Brown's Global Climate Action Summit is kicking off in San Francisco. And just outside of the summit, protests are kicking off that have promised to direct action today, pressing forward with two demands. One, ending the state's involvement in cap-and-trade emissions credit trading systems. And two, ending the issuance of new permits for drilling for oil and gas in California. My co-host Antonia Yuhas is out of the studio and in the streets this morning, standing by in San Francisco. Antonia, what's going on?
Right now. Hi, it's Antonia. Thanks. Sorry, just gathering up some information here. We have about 300 people gathered, getting ready to march over to Moscone Center. There are lots of wonderful signs about the opposition to drilling and protecting water. There are indigenous people, people from all across the country. I just talked to a woman from North Carolina. A great amount of energy and excitement.
Great. Where are you at exactly?
We are in, where are we? We're across from Yerba Buena Gardens in Jesse Square. And they're headed over to Moscone Center, where the climate summit is getting underway.
And what demands is the crowd pressing today?
Well, let me start and turn that demand over to our guest right now. I'm going to do a quick interview with. Introduce yourself, please, for KPFA Radio.
Hello, this is Tom Boltu with the Indigenous Environmental Network, and also with It Takes Roots. We've been organizing, bringing the voices of the grassroots, not only from Turtle Island, North America, but also our brothers and sisters from the Global South. So we're here. We've been organizing along with Rights to the City Alliance, Grassroots for Global Justice Alliance, Climate Justice Alliance. So we've been bringing our voices together, really, in our critical analysis that this global climate action summit is not about climate. It's nothing but a trade show. But why am I saying that? Because if you look at the size event, you know, it's all about carbon trading, cap and trade, the market system, which really does not cut emissions at source. An example of that is Chevron. Chevron's continue to kill people there. Respiratory illnesses containing tenants to pump greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. If you ask them, hey, how come you don't start making a transition? They say, you don't want to understand. What is it we don't understand? That they're going carbon neutral, that they're offsetting their pollution. How are you doing that? Well, they say, we're buying carbon credits in the Global South, in the Amazon, protecting trees. But we got people here who come from those areas. They say, hey, that privatization is ending up to be serious land grab, violation of the rights not only of indigenous people, but forest-dependent communities on these Ponzi scams that are taking place. And we're here to denounce that. And we're here also to put forward our solution, just transition, that we're putting forward from the community. The planners of this global summit here, they say this isn't about solutions. They say this is about partnership. That's what it is. It's about partnership between the private sector, corporations, and government. And they provide, you know, communities, some voices there, but even that's a show, too. And that's why we're here to say communities, not corporations.
Tom Goldtooth, I think it's counterintuitive to a lot of people to have environmental groups protesting a summit that's trying to call for stronger climate action. What specifically do you want the Jerry Brown government to do if you assume that the federal government's not going to do anything helpful?
So if people think that protesting the summit is counterintuitive, what exactly do you want Jerry Brown to do, especially given that the federal government is so hostile?
Well, you know, what we're asking is compassion from Jerry Brown. You know, we looked at the American Pledge, which allows fracking to continue in this state. And as we know, you know, the market system is not a solution. It doesn't allow the cutting back of emissions here or even globally. So we're looking for real solutions that give empower to our communities that we already have. communities, people, whether it's here in the Bay Area or throughout the state of California, throughout the world, the nation, have been totally left out of these climate negotiations. You know, it's something that we really are calling upon our people to look at the details, to look at the details and demand energy democracy. We need to take back our energy. It's all controlled by the big, large corporations, and we can create our own energy. We can also challenge ourselves as people living in America, belly of the beast. We're not doing anything about cutting back our consumption level. We're not doing anything to challenge our energy addiction. And this is all people. We need to do that.
All right. Tom Goldtooth with the Indigenous Environmental Network. Thank you so much. Good luck with your direct actions later today. The program's up front. I'm Brian Edwards-Tieker. That was Antonia Yuhas live in the streets of San Francisco, where direct action outside Governor Jerry Brown's Global Climate Action Summit is about to kick off.